بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. In the previous surah, Baqarah, Surah Fatiha, we asked Allah Ta'ala to show us the straight path. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, and this is the connection with Surah Fatiha, that this is the kitab that you have to follow in order to follow that straight path. Also, Maulana Ahmad Lad Saab, Damat Barakatum, explained very beautifully that Maulana Yusuf Kandilwi Rahmatullah Ali gave one beautiful explanation also of the huruf and muqatta'at, that is Alif Lam Mim, that these are alphabets of the language, and with alphabets words are made. With words then sentences are made. From sentences chapters are made. And paragraphs are made, and from paragraphs chapters are made, and chapters make up a book. So all whatever there is in the world, everything, there is doubt in it. Besides that, Allah says this is the kitab in which there is no doubt whatsoever. So if a person reads the Quran Sharif, and that is required, that we have no doubt whatsoever in the whole of the Quran Sharif, in any ayats of the Quran Sharif, in any words of the Quran Sharif, there must be absolutely no doubt. And these are those people which I explained after here who benefit from the Quran Sharif. But those who have a doubt, they don't benefit. In this, we have to understand that the Quran is explained about parda. We must have no doubts, it's the command of Allah. About the laws of inheritance, that is the law of Allah. We must not opt for any other laws of the country, etc. The same way interest, the same way capital punishment. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded, that a person must accept it. And if we are weak, we must admit our weakness. I can't practice it, I'm weak, I'm whatever. But it is the law of Allah, and that is absolute, and that is the final word. So that is one beautiful explanation as well. So this is that kitab, which is a composition of all the kitabs and revelations of Allah Ta'ala. All whatever Allah has revealed, Allah has put into this one kitab. So this is that kitab which if a person believes in with that conviction, then he has believed in all the kitabs of Allah in their original form which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. And if he disbelieves, he has doubts in this, then he has got disbelief and doubt in all the kitabs which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. Then this year, the kitab, Allah Ta'ala says, Zalikal Kitab, that is the kitab. Whereas, this is the kitab which is in our hands. But Allah referred to it as that kitab. This is a demonstrative pronoun, and this shows for furtherness, distance, Zalikal Kitab, that kitab. And Hadal Kitab is this kitab. So this kitab which is in our hand, but seeing that this kitab refers to all the kitabs which were revealed. So it is that kitab, which were all the kitabs that were revealed, and all that subject matter which is originally from Allah Ta'ala, that a person believes in that completely. Therefore Allah referred to it as that kitab. Also, as far as the people who look into the depth of the Quran Sharif, the Quran Sharif clearly, it is stated that it has got an outer meaning and an inner meaning. So there are those who look at the outer meaning, and for them it is this kitab. And for those who look at the outer meaning, it is beyond our comprehension. It is that kitab, that great, great kitab which Allah has revealed. And this Quran Sharif, that kitab, with it is a condensed form of all the kitabs which Allah has revealed. It contains every subject of a human's life. Jami'iyat, which is in the Quran Sharif. The eloquence which is in the Quran Sharif, no speech of any language can measure the speech of the Quran Sharif. To be equal is very far. It can't even measure it. So that kitab which is so great, therefore it is referred to as that kitab, that great kitab. And the people who look at outward meanings, etc., who look at just the words and the meanings, So that is this kitab which is in our hands. But that kitab which has got no limits in all its beauty, in all its eloquence, in all its jami'iyat, that it is a very, very concise form of all the kitabs which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. So this is a great kitab which Allah has given to us, and if we should go into it, with la rayba fi, that a person has got no doubt in it. Nothing else, what our what scientists say, what philosophers say, what anyone else say, that is all one side. The true mu'min is he who the kitab is the final and absolute word, and he believes in that. And also, just for our information, the real war of the non-believers with us is that a Muslim wants to believe in the kitab as it is revealed from Allah. And they want us to believe in it as they understand it. They brought, they tried and made a new Quran which they distributed in Kuwait not very long ago. All the time, new Qurans are trying to be printed in different parts of the world, but a different form and different changes of the meanings of the Quran to wash it down, to make it palatable to present day people, etc. All that is given. But Allah has promised to keep this kitab alive all the time. This kitab with the true proper meaning which Allah has revealed will remain forever. May Allah make us of those people who believe in the kitab as Allah revealed it, and not according to our understanding or anything. It's not my understanding, it's not anyone's understanding, but the proper understanding which comes from Allah, that is what we have to believe in. And that person believes and he benefits from the Quran, and then accordingly he molds his life also accordingly. May Allah bless us with the correct understanding, the correct practice, and keep us with this. Let us die with it and keep it alive in our progeny also forever.